Hi, welcome back to the Pleasure Project with Dr. Jen Kennedy. So today's topic is masturbation. So I know that's going to make some people feel kind of nervous to listen. And I hesitated because I thought, oh my gosh, the times that I tried to actually put masturbation into print, it often gets flagged. So I can't run ads, even with the word sex in them, I can't run, let alone orgasm or masturbation. But it is something that we largely do, but don't talk about. And I think it's worth talking about. Recently, I had a pleasure circle group, which is a 6-week intensive group that I run for women. And the topic came up, and some of the women in the group were very dismissive, like, nope, don't do it, don't want to do it, don't understand why anybody would want to do it. So I guess I just wanted to sort of drop in and explore this a little bit, open up the conversation. I feel like as a culture, it's much more expected and accepted that men masturbate, but we don't hear a lot about women. And when we do, it's often fetishized, but it's not really understood. And women in the world, like I consistently ask, I mean, I'm a sex therapist, so I say, not do you masturbate, but when or how often, right? So the presumption is built in that it happens to normalize it for women. But I wanted to sort of look from a broader sense of like, when does it happen? Why does it happen? Why doesn't it happen? First of all, it is so normal, and it is often something that young kids, both boys and girls, just kind of happen upon. They're harmlessly touching themselves and they realize that feels kind of good. I want to do more of that. And so you'll see little kids sometimes rubbing themselves or pushing up against objects or that type of thing because they just have found it. They found it really early and it feels good. So they do it more. I will say that for parents that come in with concern that they've seen their kids doing that kind of behavior, it's normal. It's normal and it should not be shamed. I'm going to encourage people to explore that, obviously with some privacy. But the idea that you can have a relationship with your own body seems kind of foreign to a lot of women in particular. They sometimes might see it as infidelity or desperation, or I don't know, just strange somehow. But I guess I want to gently disagree and say that it's a really great way to understand what you like, what kind of touch you like, what kind of pressure, and to explore. Because I do find that knowing your own body is really helpful in partnered sex. You understand the angles, you understand the pressure, you understand sort of how to get yourself there. Because some women really like direct clitoral pressure, meaning completely exposed. Some women like indirect pressure, meaning the labia are closed and maybe there's just general in the area pressure. And you wouldn't know that if you hadn't explored that. So it's really hard to communicate that to a partner if you haven't done so yourself. Now, many women come into this exploration through just touching with their hand. I would say the majority of women masturbate on their back. However, it is super normal to also masturbate on your stomach. The pressure is totally different, the leverage is different, so worth exploring. The other piece of this that I want to name is that vibrators have really gotten popular, and I think a lot of women, especially when they're single, depend heavily and joyfully on their vibrator, which is fine. The challenge with that is, of course, that the vibrator works in a way that no human can, no human hand, no human tongue, no human body. So it's really hard if you're habituated, your body is habituated, and this goes for men too, of course. If you're really habituated to a vibrator, then it's hard, or masturbation through manual stimulation, then it's really hard sometimes to compete if your body needs that level of speed and stimulation. So I would say mix it up. If you can, try to use it maybe at different speeds, also maybe sometimes just manual. And sometimes See if that is still as satisfying. The other piece with masturbation that's kind of confusing for people, I think, is, well, what's the stimulation? It's just me. Like, what am I supposed to think about? Am I supposed to fantasize? Am I supposed to watch porn? Like, what am I doing? Men are often watching porn with masturbation. Women, not so much. Porn just doesn't appeal to women often in the same way. So I find that women sometimes are reading erotica. They are sometimes watching stuff on Netflix or, rom-coms or that type of thing. They're reading kind of old love novels. They are also just putting into their head whatever feels interesting or arousing or naughty or compelling that can get them to that space. I would say a more advanced version. And this is something I actually do with people that are in sex addiction recovery. When we've asked them to cease masturbation for a period of time to just sort of settle their system and they're reintroducing it. But I think it's good in general is can you just be with your body? Can you not put in a tape that says, wow, let me make this so intense that my brain's gonna, like, can you actually just feel the sensation? I mean, ultimately, an orgasm is a muscle spasm that will happen as long as your mind doesn't get in the way. It'll happen for most people. But can you enjoy the journey? Like, is this something you're trying to get one and done in a minute or two so you can go to sleep? Or is this something that you're trying to do some exploration around? There's a lot of different approaches to masturbation. The other piece is the assumption, I think, that it's either going to only be internal or not internal. And I would say it could go either way. There's vibrators that go inside, there's vibrators that only sit on the clitoris. There are non-vibrating objects that can just feel really good for some women who really enjoy penetrative sex. There's every option you can imagine. So I guess I want to open your world up and help you start to consider maybe why would this be helpful for me? Well, as a start, it can feel really good. It can also lower the threshold of fear if you're having some fear and anxiety and some avoidance around sex in general, or touch, or penetration, or that type of thing. It helps you explore your own body and start to recognize maybe what it would feel like and get some familiarity. Because if your body is having an automatic response of like rigidity, this might be a really nice way to just slow things down and get some sense of safety and comfort in that. So I would say it's good from that perspective. It's also nice to really be totally in control of your own experience, right? You don't have to negotiate with a partner. You don't have to have all this like reciprocal signaling and attention. You can just really focus it on whatever you want. And sometimes that could be fantasy, and sometimes that could just be the environment that you've set up that maybe feels calming or satisfying to you. And then maybe try something different. There's all kinds of cool toys. Let me think through. Maybe I'll post some examples of different toys. There's certainly a bunch of different vibrators that just work on the clitoris. There's also sucking vibrators that are pretty amazing. There's internal vibrating and not, like I mentioned before. There's also smaller objects that can be great for anal play, which can also be part of masturbation or solo sex. There are all kinds of objects that can be really helpful and playful in that space that can be arousing. The other thing that's kind of interesting and sometimes that's part of masturbation can be mutual masturbation. So it's you and a partner, but you're only touching yourself. So you're watching, you get the element of the voyeur piece of watching each other, but there's no expectation or obligation to perform or to touch one another. And so again, I would say if it's a relationship that maybe feels, I don't know, there's some hesitation, maybe there's Maybe there's been some erectile dysfunction, or there's been a long time has passed since there's been sex, or something like that. There's some reason where there's some hesitation to do partnered sex. This is a really nice way to enter into that intimate space and still have control over your experience. So I would say give it a try. Give it a try. What would happen? Like, what would happen if you touched? Now, I think there's some fear or there's some reticence because it's like, well, what if it doesn't work or it hasn't worked in the past? And I would say again, maybe orgasm isn't the goal. Maybe it's a bonus if it happens, but the goal is simply to familiarize yourself with your body and to feel good in moments. So, from a sensory standpoint, even if you don't orgasm, it can still feel really good. And just the process of being playful can feel really nice, dropping into that space. So, if you give yourself permission to have a different type of experience that doesn't have to be focused on a singular outcome of orgasm, that would probably be a really good start. It might be a really good message for you, and it'd be a good message if you chose to have partnered sex at a later date because you have that knowledge that it's possible, and I guess you've let go of the outcome. So, what are you thinking? Are you intrigued? Are you willing? What parameters, I guess, would have to be present for you to enter this space would be my question, kind of from wearing my sex therapy hat. Does it, when is your time when you tend to move towards maybe some desire? Is that morning? Is that evening? Is that weekends when you have no responsibility? What else, what are some of the other elements that might be helpful for you? Maybe music, maybe scent, like candles or that type of thing. Maybe you do want to read some erotica. Maybe you want to listen to certain kinds of music. Like there's things that signal all kinds of like yes or no in our brain. So what are the things that help your body say yes? And I would also encourage you to have good lube nearby because lube is important. And certainly with any toys that are going to be used internally, you're going to want to have a lot of easy glide. So make it easy on yourself and don't feel like you can't use lube because I think it's really helpful. So what else? What else gets in the way? Does it feel like a chore? I don't know. I know sometimes sex can feel like a chore, partnered sex. Does it feel selfish? Like sometimes I hear women say that it just feels like taking time out for themselves feels selfish, not specifically related to sex, but it's kind of adjacent. So I wonder if there's some degree of that feeling in there. Like, I don't really need to do this. I need to go to the gym. I need to run these errands. I need to get this work done. I don't need to have sex. Which is true, but it's awfully nice. And it's a gift to yourself. So what if you didn't hold it up to that standard of like, do I have to do this or do I get to do this? Because your relationship to that pleasure makes a difference, and it's an inexpensive and relatively accessible way to feel really good in your body. So, what else gets in the way? I think sometimes maybe there's a feeling that we're cheating. I've heard that come up before too. I guess I would say as long as it's not compulsive and as long as it doesn't replace your partnered sex, and it's a relational problem as a result, then I don't see it as an issue because I actually see oftentimes that masturbation and self-stimulation really helps cycle you up and make you more curious and excited about engaging in partnered sex. So I don't actually see it as getting in the way or problematically interrupting partnered sex. And maybe that might be a conversation you have with your partner to clear that idea and, you know, make it explicit. I would wager that most partners would be thrilled if you were having, if you were masturbating, if they understood that it was in service also of cycling you up or exciting you or helping you show up better to the partnership and the partnered sex. I'm guessing they would actually be on board for that. So some of it might be a communication issue. What else do I hear as obstacles? Sometimes religion comes up, and I'm probably not going to take that one on because that's your faith, and if that's where you're at, then so be it. I see us as having bodies that are meant to be enjoyed, and it's consensual, and it's, I think it's your right to have. So I'm gonna let that one sit right there. Other reasons, so beyond like priorities, cheating. I think also just that piece of like, I've tried it, didn't work. I guess I would push back and say, but did you really try it? Did you really give it a good try? Did you allow an environment to be created that would really let you feel good? Did you give yourself any sort of like mental stimulation? Did you touch yourself in a way you really liked? Or did you do something and go, nope, masturbation is off the list because orgasm did not happen in like 1 to 2 minutes. If you're really in your head a lot, and if you haven't had an orgasmic experience in quite a while or ever, it's going to probably take a little while. Your body doesn't know what to do, and it's probably got its defenses up. And so your mind is really powerful in this space. And if you tend to be more on the controlling side, then it's hard to let your guard down. It's hard to let your body respond. It's hard to let yourself just go and have this time. So be patient. Be patient with yourself and let it happen. I mean, typically it's going to happen, but it might take a little while. And so waking yourself up on several levels might be helpful, and rather than just going straight in. You know that from partnered sex. Most women don't like to go straight for the genitals. They like some buildup. They like some foreplay. They like some, you know, some connection, and maybe some waking up their senses on the other level. So try doing that as well with yourself and see if that helps the whole experience happen. So I'm wondering what other questions or obstacles come up as you're listening to this idea and considering going down this road of masturbation and self-stimulation. I'm wondering if you feel awkward or if you feel hesitant for some reason that I haven't named, and I would love to hear that. I'm happy to come back and address it. I think it's worth talking about. So please, please, please weigh in on this topic, and I want to encourage you to find your pleasure. And that's what this is all about. I am currently running the Pleasure Circle. It's a 6-week group that is closed at 10 women, and it is magic. We get together and we talk about this stuff every week. So it's 90 minutes, and I give some psychoeducation, and then I give some exercises that we write and talk through, and it is transformational. So I hope at some point that you will join us. So you can also find me at pleasureproject.us. That's my website where you can sign up for the newsletter. That is where all the great information comes, and you'll find out about retreats and upcoming pleasure circles and other things. So please, please find me at pleasureproject.us, and I look forward to hearing from you. So take care. Thanks.